Something now arises in you that is not conditioned. We could say, but be careful with any word. They're only, all words are pointers, no more. We could say, what is arising is the unconditioned dimension of consciousness, sometimes called awareness. So the shift in consciousness that is happening on the planet, in you, otherwise it's not happening, is something that you may not even have been aware of that shift, because there was still so much identification with thinking, and from the point of view of thinking, nothing much is happening here. And this shift is the shift, and it is an enormous, incredible transformation in a human being. When that happens, it is the shift from being based in thought to being based in awareness. It is the shift from being dominated in the grip of thinking, the continuous stream of thinking, and self-identification with thinking, to what I sometimes call consciousness without thought. Now, thought will jump in now and make that into a problem and into something to be achieved. How? Through more future. Okay, that sounds great. How do I get there? That dimension of consciousness is already fully developed in you, underneath the stream of thinking. That's why you can't get there. If something is already fully here, you can't get there. That could only take you away from it. So what a little hint before I continue, that some of you may find very useful as you sit here. There are two dimensions, one could say, to this talk. The words and the spaces between the words. Usually, an audience, when an audience comes to listen to a lecture or a talk, all they are interested in is the words, the concepts, the thoughts, which they can add to their mind, the content of their mind, the content of me. It is rare, very rare, for an audience, a listener, to be conscious not only of the words, which in you exist as thoughts. They go into your ears, become little nerve impulses, are then decoded and become a thought. That's on one level. On another level, the entire talk is happening within you. To be conscious not only of the words, but of the ground that underlies the arising, the coming and going of words. Now, in you, these what is auditory perception becomes thought.